Yeah, obviously excited. You know, sort of a lot of hard work and over the winter, and obviously looking forward to the next 2 years, and hopefully we can bring some silverware to the club.
Really nailed down that position, and obviously this year as well, a big bonus has been the form in the 2020.
Yeah, it's obviously nice to be playing the 2020 and obviously contributing. I think we've probably underperformed in that competition, and that's obviously something that we're going to have to keep looking at and keep working hard in the winter and come back stronger for next season.
In pushing for silverware, I mean, you've been at Middlesex for a long time now. I certainly feel this is the strongest squad and team that we've seen at Middlesex in all competitions for a long while, and a good run in one competition at some point is surely going to push Middlesex close.
Absolutely. Obviously a bit of a dour day today, because obviously I thought we could really push this game on here at Merchant Taylors. You know, to obviously going to day four, we can you know, we've just got to try and get those last couple of wickets and hopefully see where the game heads, and if it's heading in the right direction, try and push for a win. But it's obviously going to be tough. But yeah, I mean, going into August, you know, we're obviously challenging the four-day competition, and we've still got the 50-over competition to come. And you know, we've got a strong group of players, and we're all excited for the you know, what the last couple of months of the season hold for us.
Just a word on the pitch on this one, going into the final day. To try and wrap up those two Somerset wickets and then bat well, obviously, because if Middlesex do come unstuck on this pitch, then maybe at Somerset you try and turn it late on.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's been a bit tricky. The ball's obviously nipped around and it's swung at times. You know, it's not been the easiest, and you know, to score, and it's not, you know, the guys haven't been as fluent as they'd like to be, and it's been more of a grafter's wicket. So, you know, obviously it'd be nice to get these last couple of wickets, and then you know, we're going to have to bat well, otherwise, you know, we could be on the back foot. And but you know, we've got to look at the positives, and you know, take these last couple of wickets, and then bat well, and maybe, you know, potentially put them under a bit of pressure later on in the day.